Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
An ancient struggle began in the womb when twin brothers, Esau and Jacob, were at each other from the start, and yet the history would unfold so that their descendants and their stubbornness would cause such a rift that judgment had to come from God. Hi, this is Pastor Al Daigle. I have opened before me the book of Obadiah, 21 verses in the Old Testament, known as one of the minor prophets, not because he is insignificant, but because his recorded prophecy, this book, is very short. It is, in a sense, minor compared with all that is included in Jeremiah or Isaiah's prophecies. But listen to these 21 verses. This is powerful because we see that God is involved. And even though many of you may never have even read these 21 verses, this is significant. Listen as I read these verses. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, Arise, and let us rise up against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart, Who will bring me down to the ground? Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. If thieves had come to you, if robbers by night, oh, how you will be cut off. Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you, would they not have left some gleanings? Oh, how Esau shall be searched out, how his hidden treasures shall be sought after. All the men of your confederacy shall force you to the border. The men at peace with you shall deceive you and prevail against you. Those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you. No one is aware of it. Will I not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountains of Esau? Then your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed, to the end that everyone from the mountains of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall come upon you, and you shall be cut off forever. In the day that you stood on the other side, in the day that strangers carried captive his foes, when foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you were as one of them. But you should not have gazed on the day of your brother in the day of his captivity, nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor should you have spoken proudly in the day of distress. You should not have entered the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Indeed, you should not have gazed upon their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. You should not have stood at the crossroads to cut off those among them who escape, nor should you have delivered up those among them who remained in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord upon all nations is near. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your reprisal shall return upon your own head. For as you drank on my holy mountain, so shall all the nations drink continually. Yes, they shall drink and swallow, and they shall be as though they had never been. But on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. But the house of Esau shall be stubble. They shall kindle them and devour them, and no survivor shall remain of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. The south shall possess the mountains of Esau, and the lowland shall possess Philistia. They shall possess the fields of Ephraim and the fields of Samaria. Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the captives of this host of the children of Israel shall possess the land of the Canaanites as far as Zarephath. The captives of Jerusalem who are in Sepharad shall possess the cities of the south. Then saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. This may be strange reading to you, but we understand that there has always been animosity between the descendants of Jacob and Esau. We certainly see that even today. But in the end, the people of Judah, the people of Israel, will be the victors, not because they are stronger, but because God will give them the victory. Here is all I want you to know about this for this very moment, because our time is very limited. Trust in the Lord and trust in His ways, and God will never let you go. He will neither leave you nor forsake you. He is your God. He is the only Savior. He is the only one you can trust. And no matter what you have done, whatever you have witnessed, if you have watched righteous men be devoured and did nothing, your end may very well be like the end of Esau, judgment. But judgment does not need to take you out of the picture. For you can say, no matter what my past or the past of my forefathers has been, I will trust the Lord. And today, most specifically, I simply say, I will trust in Jesus. He has died to take my punishment. Therefore, I can receive Him and enjoy the salvation that God has offered all who call upon the name of the Lord. Trust God. Don't ignore what He has taught or has said. Remember, the history that God has shown us is for our benefit. Just some food for thought, and perhaps you'll read from the book of Obadiah. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. But for now, I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org. And our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.